Well, I continue with you today in a series of preparation sermons, preparation for Holy Week and the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ as he defeated death. We have been remembering various portions of that last week of Christ's life, and we remembered his death on the cross and the redemption from sin that was purchased as he died for us on the cross. We also remembered the mission that Jesus had here on earth. He came to preach the good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to bring deliverance to the captive, to give sight to the blind, and bring liberty to the oppressed. And we remembered that that mission that Jesus started is the mission that we are to continue until he comes back to this earth, that we have the responsibility of continuing his mission here on earth until we see him again as he returns. As we remember, as we look at Holy Week, that last week before Christ's resurrection, if we look closely, we come to something very important. It's known as the Lord's Supper. It's known as the Last Supper, or the Eucharist in some churches. And some churches call it the Mass, and others know it as Communion. There are a variety of important messages to remember about his flesh and blood, for it was a flesh and blood event that Christ went through at the cross and that we remember at the Lord's table here today. Our scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 26. We're going to look at verses 20 through 30. Let's pray as we come to the Word of God. Gracious God, we come by faith in you, Jesus, for you came in flesh and blood to us. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask now that as you bring to us the truth of Jesus, our hearts, our minds, our souls would be open to your Word to us today. We ask that, Lord Jesus, we would remember that Holy Week that led up to your resurrection and the celebration of Easter. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Matthew 26, verses 20 through 30 is our scripture for this morning. It'll be up here on the screen. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along there and to listen for God's Word. Listen with your heart, listen with your ears, listen with your mind, listen with your whole being to what God has to teach you this morning. When it was evening, Jesus sat down at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, "Am I the one, Lord?" He replied, "One of you who has just eaten from this bowl with me will betray me. For the Son of Man must die as the Scriptures declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for the one who betrays him. It would be far better for that man if he had never been born." Judas, the one who would betray him, also asked, "Rabbi, am I the one?" And Jesus told him, "You have said it." As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. Mark my words, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. The Word of God to all of us this morning. Flesh and blood. In the time of that last week before the resurrection of Jesus, there was the crucifixion. And before that, there was this meal. Of all the events that week, this might be the one event in the life of Jesus that was somewhat peaceful. Okay? There was the big parade on Palm Sunday. We'll get into that next week, right? Okay? There was lots of people. There was the crowds that followed around Jesus on that Palm Sunday. There was the trial. Trumped up charges. Lies. Guilty. There was the death on the cross. There was the tomb. There was the empty tomb. There was the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. If anything, the night that he had with the disciples for that meal might have been the one moment of sort of peace and respite in a holy week. Okay, I know we feel like we have holy weeks, but they were nothing like the week that Jesus had. The Passover meal was prepared, and the disciples got together with Jesus to celebrate. They were celebrating the Passover meal. The Passover meal was a meal that was celebrated to remember when the angel of death passed over the homes of those that had the blood of a sacrifice on their doors so their children would not be taken by the angel of death. It was a Passover meal. It was the freedom that they received, that they remembered at that meal. It was a good celebration, okay? It was a Passover meal. And according to Paul, there was something that Jesus emphasized at this event. I want to look at what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Paul writes, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it into pieces and said, 'This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again.'" Well, here in Paul's writings, you see there's an emphasis on remembering. Not just doing, not just taking, but there's an emphasis on remembering and sharing this event in Jesus' name. Announcing Jesus' death until He comes again. Remembering that it was a flesh and blood death on the cross. Remembering that was for the forgiveness of our sins. In both of the scriptures that we've looked at this morning, you can, if you have a heart to believe, see that Jesus is relating not only to the disciples, but Jesus is seeking to relate to us today. In a flesh and blood way, Jesus wants to relate to everyone that's here this morning. In a flesh and blood way, as we come by faith, Jesus is here. Consider what it was that Jesus wanted us to remember. Based upon what Paul wrote, what he wanted us to remember, let's see, was it His birth in Bethlehem? Well, we all remember that. We know that's Christmas, right? Okay. But that isn't what the focus of remembering is on. Was it his childhood and how he grew up and he grew in the favor of God? Was it his baptism when the Holy Spirit descended upon him and the voice of the Father said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased"? Wasn't that? Was it Jesus preaching? Remember his preaching, okay? Remember his teaching. Remember his miracles. Was it his companionship? Was it his friendship with his disciples? As we look at the Scripture, we contemplate. When we remember the Scriptures that we read this morning, you won't find that Jesus is mentioning any of those things. He's reminding us of his flesh and blood death upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, excuse me for a little bit, but this is kind of my, just who I am. You're going to have to live with me. Now, unless you're in a unique position, like the military, or maybe you're involved in law enforcement, or maybe you're involved in the medical field, or maybe you're involved in the mortuary business. As a culture, death, flesh and blood death, has been pretty well sanitized in the world that we live in today. And I'm not trying to be insensitive to anyone here this morning. I'm trying to be real and honest with you. I'm trying to be flesh and blood honest with you this morning. Television and movies and what we see on the internet, even if they show or portray physical flesh and blood death, we only experience it two ways. It's only two-dimensional. We see it and we hear it, but we don't fully experience it because a screen is not flesh and blood. There is so much more to a flesh and blood death than what we can see or experience in a theater or on a TV. You know, even if you've seen the graphic depiction of Jesus in the movie The Passion and his flesh and blood death, it doesn't really show us flesh and blood. It's a screen. It's a speaker. It's not flesh and blood. I grew up kind of in an agricultural community, and there's, it seems in our world today, an increasing distance, okay? An increasing distance between the understanding of flesh and blood and the grocery store. Sorry, folks, okay? There's a lack of experience. There's a lack of knowledge between the pasture and the hamburger. Sorry to be so vivid, but that's the flesh and blood that Christ offered on the cross. It was real. It wasn't just on a screen. It was spiritual. They saw it. They felt it. They experienced it. They smelled it. It was so, so much more than what we experience today. In all fairness, over time, the church has even sanitized, in a sense, the Gospels. When I mention the birth of Jesus in a manger, fewer and fewer people every year understand the smell of a manger. I'm not trying to pick on you, but I want us to understand the reality of the flesh and blood that died upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And remember that, and remember that, and remember that today at the table. When you look at the flesh and blood death of Jesus, fewer and fewer people can understand flesh and blood death. The death of Jesus took place outside of the city walls of Jerusalem. Okay? For all intents and purposes, the cross was the place where Christ died, and it was the garbage dump. Folks, flesh and blood. They didn't have running water in Jerusalem at that time. They didn't have a sewer system. They didn't have trash pickup. Okay? They just knew it needed to get outside the city. And do you know where they took it? Outside the city, to the hillside where Christ was crucified. Christ was crucified essentially flesh and blood on a garbage heap for our sakes. What we see, what we should see in the Scripture, and is a way that we can know that Jesus understands us, is the fact that He was flesh and blood. It's not just a story. It's not just black and white print. He understands you. He understands you like no other God ever described in all of history understands you. He understands that you're flesh and you are blood. Jesus wants you to know that He can relate to you, and He wants you to remember His flesh and blood death until He comes again. Okay? Until He comes again in flesh and blood to this earth. As Jesus took bread that night, He said, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Well, for the disciples there, it was obvious that that wasn't His body because they could see His body. He was sitting at the table with them. What are you talking about? Your body. He was right there with them. He was still alive. He was still in the flesh. What He took that night was the Passover bread, but He brought new meaning to it. He brought, in a sense, new life to that bread. By the next afternoon, what we would call Good Friday, His flesh was beaten. His flesh was bruised. His flesh was nailed. His body was pierced, and He was crucified. And life left His flesh. What we also see in the Scripture is that Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant." It's a new relationship, a new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of My blood. And for the disciples, obviously, again, that was somewhat confusing because He was sitting there and all of His blood was in Him at that point. Okay? Pretty hard to understand for them. But by the next afternoon, His blood flowed out of the wounds. The blood flowed from His back. The blood flowed from His head. The blood flowed from His hands, His feet, and His side until it flowed no more. That was flesh and blood. What we need to remember is that Jesus died flesh and blood. Wasn't a story made up. It isn't an imaginary thing. It was real. And He relates to us through flesh and blood, even to the point of death. Jesus experienced it all so that we all could know that He understands us. He relates to us in flesh and blood. This morning I ask you to remember His flesh and His blood. Jesus relates to you in social ways. Jesus relates to you in spiritual ways. Jesus relates to you in material ways, in mental ways. And Jesus relates to us in flesh and blood ways. May we all remember His flesh and blood on the cross as we celebrate His resurrection and the Lord's Supper here today. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank You that You saw fit to redeem us through Jesus, and Jesus, that You saw servanthood, flesh and blood servanthood, as the way that we would understand that You love us. Lord, may we remember what You did for us on the cross here at the table. May we remember as we take bread, as we drink cup. Lord, may we remember Your flesh and blood as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. We take a moment right now to remember that there is no sin greater than Your flesh and blood sacrifice to forgive us. May You be real as we come by faith to Your table today. We pray in Your name, Jesus. Amen.